Today is April 30th, and for me, it is the day that my mother passed. Well, actually, it was her birthday. Her birthday is April 30th, and she passed 61 years, 11 months, and 30 days ago. And I've been honoring her birthday all day. And I've also been thinking about other mothers who are there, and anyone who's a mother, that is. So for me, today is Mother's Day. And so I have an opportunity to spend time with another mother. And she's a great friend of mine, and we had lost connection for a while. And I had been getting all of these different emails from her, junk and spam emails. So one day, Spirit just said, look, why don't you send her an email and say, Portia, are you sending me these Viagra commercials or what? And so when I sent her the email, she said, no, somebody had hijacked my email account, and I haven't been back to work since November. And she said that I don't know whether or not she told me that she had a stroke or not in that email, but maybe I emailed her back and said, well, send me a phone number. And then when I called her, that was when I found out that she had had a stroke. And then I think no less than 2 days I was over her house, and we talked about what she liked, and I wanted to make an apple pie. I was telling her that I made pies. And so I was really impressed with the level of determination and her speedy recovery and her getting herself back together. Not that it's easy by any stretch of the imagination, but I meet so many people today that give up on far less in their life and don't think about the determination and the will to deal with themselves. And so I asked her, Portia, I wonder if you would be interested in doing an interview for people who listen to parts of the story, to share parts of your story. And the question that I'm going to ask you when we do that is, what have you learned most about yourself as a result of the stroke? Because I think everything that happens to us in our lives teaches us something, and some of us are willing to listen and some of us aren't. And I think Portia is one of those people that's willing to listen. So I'm going to start this interview and just ask, first of all, Portia, what do you think you're probably the most grateful for right now, this moment in your life?
Well, what I can say in the way that I am is that I'm grateful for this life, period, because I could not walk, could be not walking, talking, related to the stroke. But I am walking and talking and thinking. And to me, that is a big thank you.
What do you think you've learned most about yourself now as a result? I mean, that's a challenge, but what do you think you've learned most about yourself as a human being?
As far as being Portia is concerned, I had valued my one big strong point of patience all these years. I'm a patient type person, and usually I just lay low and wait. I don't rush things. This caused me to extend that patience. It really tested it for me.
Now, a lot of times people try to look for causes and reasons for why things happen in their life, and then begin to shift the blame. Have you gone through any of that in your own thinking process? And if so, can you say a little bit about that?
Laying in the hospital, I did think, why me? I'm a nurse, and I was a good nurse, an advocate for the elderly. And I asked myself, why take me out the picture now? And I lay in the hospital, and I thought I could, you know, ask, why me? Why at this particular time? But then I thought about, everybody has a plan in their life. We not know what the plan is, and I had to follow the plan. I had to think about all that, think of where I'm going to be used for in the plan. I might not be an active nurse now, but I can have a testimony to tell other people how it feels to come back from a stroke.
So how does it feel to come back from a stroke?
It's like learning your ABCs all over again. It's like learning to read Fun with Dick and Jane. You have to start all over again. And actually, I am a person that's always been thankful, but when this hit, you get more thankful for the little things. And you wonder how your body ever did things when one part of you doesn't work. And it's amazing. And since me being a nurse and know all the functions of the body, I didn't know this. So I learned a lot too.
Hmm. So give an example of some of the simple things that you've had to relearn again, and how did you go about learning that?
Since I have right-handed or sided paralysis, I had to learn to use my left hand for everything. But the simplest thing that I thought of was unscrewing a jar or a bottle of water, of soda. And you really can't do it with one hand. So I learned how you built up my thigh and knee pressure in therapy. And showed me how, because I asked them, why are you doing that? I had to put ball in my legs to squeeze. And I'm wondering, what does this have to do with therapy? And I found out what it had to do. I can open things, I can hold things, and get a grip on different items that I couldn't do with two hands. So I use my legs a lot, the muscles in my legs.
Oh, wow. So probably things that we take so much for granted, like rolling over in the bed. I mean, what was that like, and how long did it take for you to be able to roll over or even sit up in the bed?
Well, in January, when I got out to hospital and started therapy, I couldn't do anything. I lay flat on my back in the bed, sit flat and everything. And about 3 weeks ago, he said, I'm going to teach you, Portia, how to turn over. I said, that's nothing. To my surprise, it took me an hour in therapy just to turn over in my bed. That made me think that things we take for granted aren't necessarily given like that.
So you had experienced a stroke in November.
Yes.
And this is the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 weeks ago,
I learned how to turn over.
My goodness.
And I've just been laying in the bed on my back, can't move but one way, and that's to the left. So if I had to move to my right, I really couldn't do it. I had to run and turn to my left and jump up that way.
But what about just personal care, going to the bathroom? Did you have somebody coming in, or how did you?
One of the embarrassing things that made me cry in my days in the hospital. And I thought about the patients that I take care of, and they must think the same thing. I can't even wipe my butt. It just, you can't. And it hurt me in a way it took me back maybe to childhood, that I would need to depend on someone to help me. Then I thought about all the patients that I had to train to do this over again and how they must have felt too. So I know how the other side feels. And you must be close to your family. My daughter played an important part in my personal care. And to me, having family during that time is the key of it too. Because they can take you down or keep you up. And my daughter was real good. She was the strength of me during that time.
Have you been able to share that with her in terms of how significant and important she's been in your life?
I've told her. I wrote it out to her and mailed it to her. I hand wrote, that's a different story, but I hand wrote how I felt. Mm-hmm. And I sent it to her in the mail. And she got it. That was one of the best things I did. Because I used to value myself on writing when I could write. And I still have that knack for writing and telling a story.
So you've had to teach yourself also how to write with your left hand. What's that been like? How did you do that?
Embarrassing, because when I went to Social Security, all the places I had to go, I had to sign. I had to have a person with me to tell them that I couldn't sign this, but I could put an X or something there and they would sign below me. And the other thing is talking. When I first came out, it was hard for me to talk and get everything out. And talking to those people, they look at you like, what's wrong? You can't talk, you can't speak. And then I had to go ahead and explain that I had a stroke and it's a little difficult at this time for me to talk. But since I've progressed in it, in speech and stuff, my speech has become better. I just slow down with it.
And just, I remember you saying something about literally sitting down watching TV with your left hand and writing what you saw on the television screen.
And yes, I have a tablet and I still do that because I have to keep practicing. In a world of disability now, you have to sign so many things and be aware of so many things. And that's nothing. My mind is good, too. And they tested me for my mind, and I found out that I was capable of taking care of myself. And that's another thing people go through. It's kind of embarrassing, but they test your ability to think, coping mechanisms, so that you can live independently with medium help.